All right, hello, everyone. I'm going to call the Select Board meeting to order. It is 5 p.m. and it is Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. Robin is not with us, so I will be leading tonight. And this meeting is being audio recorded. Start off by reviewing the agenda. We've got some minutes to approve. And we will be discussing several items. We're going to discuss the annual town meeting handouts. We're going to review a parking proposal for here at Jacobs Road. We have the Parks and Rec Committee annual assessment to review. We have the Hilltown Youth Performing Arts lease to look at again. We are actually going to table the conversation about town nurse at this time because Board of Health is going to meet tomorrow. And we are going to wait until after that meeting, so let's table that for now. We'll get an update on the office assistant and wards clerk positions. We'll look at the Town of Colerain surplus police cruiser. If we have any updates, we'll discuss that. We've got some new information, updates for Community Hall regarding the elevator and the cupola. We'll have an update from the Highway Department, and it looks like we've got some ADA compliance updates as well. We'll roll right into public comment. We will review our mail and any new business that we need to attach for this evening. Will, do you have anything to add?
Not at this time.
Mia?
Heating at Sawyer Hall and Jacobs Road Municipal Center.
Okay, we're going to add heating at Sawyer and Jacobs. Most excellent. Anything else?
No, not for me.
Okay. Let's roll on into minutes. Since we don't have appointments, we can just kind of follow right along. We have two sets of minutes before us, one from April 7th, and then also one from April 14th. We'll start with April 7th. Will, do you have anything to change, add, comment?
I do not.
Well, neither do I. So given that, may I have a motion to accept the minutes as written for April 7th?
So moved.
2026. I will second the motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Will, aye.
Alisa, aye. Thank you. Okay, rolling into the minutes from April 14. Will, do you have anything for us?
I do not.
Okay, I do have one. On the first page, the second section, when we were talking about the FY27 budget and review, final draft, blah, blah, blah. Second line, when we were talking about the school committee member's stipend to be increased, to saying that I had recommended that it to be increased to 800, that's actually where we settled. I recommended it to put it back up to 1,000. But with the discussion with FinCom and Select Board, we had a compromise of 800.
Okay, I will reword that and add a sentence that makes it make sense again.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do know what you're saying.
Okay, and I believe that was it. Will, does that make sense to you? You have
yes,
an issue with
does.
That?
Absolutely.
Okay. So, given that, may I have a motion to accept the April 14, 2026 minutes as amended, please?
So moved.
I will second the motion. Any discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Will,
aye. Alisa, aye. Thank you. Coming right along. Okay, so let's go into kind of our bigger discussion this evening, which is going to be the handouts. Mia, what would you like to start with?
Anything. I've come to the realization that it is much bigger of a can of worms than I thought it is, and that there has never been any consistency with the way we do it. It's like every single year I looked at, I'm like, what did we do last year?
I know.
And then it appears that we created a select the notes document I sent out. It exists, but everything in Mary has doesn't look like we ever handed it out. So we couldn't even figure out what we did last year. And the year prior to that, we put the notes right in the warrant, but then it was very easy to overlook where it was. So then Mary and I were trying to figure out how you could best see where the notes are, and we didn't really come up with anything. So that's my biggest thing that I'll ask today, is how we want to go about the notes. I mean, I have all my notes on what I want the notes, or what I think the notes should be.
Okay.
It's more how we want to deliver them.
Okay, so when I was looking at the warrant from last year that you sent, which was kind of great to see, I liked that the notes were right there in the warrant.
Right, but I don't think it was handed out that way.
I don't see why it wouldn't have been.
Well, I don't either, but looking at Mary every year that she's a town clerk, she keeps all of the handouts that get handed out in the exact like pile they get handed out in.
Mm-hmm.
So then you look back all the years, last year, the warrant handout she had didn't have any notes on it. It just said right at the top, select board warrant handout. It was May 10th, 2025, and there was no notes in the warrant handout that was handed out. So
it's really interesting. I would have to go back and look at my file from last year. But just looking at it today, I thought it was really convenient to have them right there. It's all on one page, love it. I know that we're not able to do that this year because we already, or are we?
Well, we can't do it with the budget. We can't put the budget comments with the budget that gets handed out because that's not what it was posted.
Right, but can we do that on the warrant? That's not what's posted, though.
But it's not what's posted. So it goes back to that question.
Right, so we're going to go out to separate handouts, but now we're going to be more organized next year.
Right.
Make sure everything goes on these documents, because then people are shuffling and going, wait, what's this?
You want to avoid where you're constantly having to refer.
Right, it's just, I don't find it to be efficient, and I find it to be confusing.
Yes.
So we'll get our ducks in a row for next year, make sure that we've got a system that works.
Yes and no, because it's not like we've never, really never have, put comments directly in the warrant that gets posted. I mean, it's a legal document. You don't have your explanation for why you put things in a legal document. It's a legal document.
Oh, that's interesting.
I mean? So then why would you do that with a budget?
Okay, so let's, this is not something we have to decide right now because we don't have
no.
the option of doing it.
No, it's not.
So
it's
let's
just all things
table
thinking
that conversation about. And we will get it figured out before next year and find out what it is that we can and cannot do.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
We just have to figure out how we're going to do it.
Okay.
Because you're saying what is posted has to be exactly what you're handing out.
But it must not, because we've handed out things that are different than what was posted in previous years.
You could certainly annotate it. And you could have
right. So I just
don't
know what the rules
posted
are.
In here
so we're going to take time to figure out what the rules are.
Right.
But for right now, we're kind of committed to having to do it as a handout.
No, that's not what I'm saying, though. I'm saying that in previous years, regardless of what was posted,
mm-hmm.
we would add notes to
we'd
the warrant and hand it out that way. So if you wanted to continue to do that, we could do that.
Okay. So
I don't know if it's legal, but Mark hasn't said anything otherwise to my knowledge.
Let's
so.
Just then maybe just check with Mark and find out if we can do that or not.
Okay.
Because I think he's the only one that can really answer that question, or do you?
Yeah, I was just gonna. It's just gonna depend on what I give to you guys next week to approve
mm-hmm.
where it's gonna be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now
your
I understand
your
the urgency
thing.
Of the actual answering the question.
Right. So your opinion thing on top of what's legal, I can figure that out with Mark on my own.
Okay,
what
let's
you guys
do that.
Want to do.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
But we still need to figure out what are the notes that we would like to say.
Yes.
So do we want to start with a warrant or we want to start with the budget?
Either way.
Well, do you care?
Yeah, I don't care. Right.
Okay. So let's go with the budget because that's in front of me.
Okay.
So, and then looking at, we already had notes. You already had some notes started. Right?
Yeah, on the previous versions.
Of course, I don't have in front of me, but I did make notes on this second one. So I think the idea is that for anything that we see a change in that isn't self-explanatory, like the COLA increase, there should be a little note that talks about it. And the first one that I see is line 3, and I think you already had a note there that was talking about that it's town coordinator training and some office organization.
Yeah.
Now, is that office organization having to do with the purchase of locking file cabinets, or is
yeah,
that coming out of transition account now, or
just the past couple days? So I had been told a while ago by Mary that apparently at the end of every year we would never have enough money in select board and office expenses.
Mm-hmm.
So Helma would ask Mary, who never spends all of her budgeted money, if she could spend some of Mary's money on things like the annual report, since it's kind of a weird shared thing anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But I could never figure out why there was not, because I'm like, there's so much money left in this account, why is there not this much money left in this account? Then I got the bill from Liz for putting the annual town report together. Then I got the bill from the sheriff's office for printing it. And I'm like, there is not enough money in this account. So I don't think we're gonna get any of that. And I think that's just gonna be the amount of money we're gonna spend, regardless of, we're just not gonna get any of the office supplies or anything.
Okay.
So I was just gonna put, I don't know, this is more aligned with what's needed on a yearly basis or cost increase with things, because I guess you could kind of say that's what that is.
Okay, so it's not about that.
Not really anymore. I mean, maybe we'll end up with more money left, but the way it's looking right now, it's gonna be spent to zero, possibly taking some money from Mary again this year.
Okay, so the printing of the town report, creating it, printing it, should be a line, a budget line item for, you think more select board or for town clerk? I think it's more select.
I think it's more
select board related?
I mean, I think next year we're just gonna have to increase that line. I couldn't figure out why it was getting over, or it was getting, there wasn't enough money in it every year until just now when I kind of got hit with all those invoices and I'm like, that costs a lot more money than I thought it cost.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think next year we're just gonna have to increase that more, and for now, this year, this increase will probably just be used by what needs to be paid for.
Okay, but part of the training though, the class that you wanted to take is in here, right? Through, what was that class, that training?
It's that, just an MCPPO training, but I don't think, we're not gonna have money for that.
For?
So that's fine, I'll just change it for that training anymore. Not if, I don't think
okay.
It makes sense to take money out of Mary's budget when it's not really Mary's expense.
Okay.
I'd rather pay for it out of the line it's supposed to be paid for from. Doesn't feel right to me.
Okay, so how do you think it's best to categorize this increase in this budget line?
I don't know. It's not an increased expense. Or not an increased cost. The things weren't paid for where they should have been. I don't know how you want
to. So we're just adding, we're adding expenses to this budget line.
Yeah, sure. Adding, yeah.
Okay. To me, the next one down that needs explanation is line 10. I don't know, Will, if you kind of agree, I'm not missing anything.
Yeah, because that percentage change is gonna like stick out like a sore thumb. So why is that? Constant support?
That's the VADAR annual subscription cost increase.
Okay, so we need to
put that
right.
back
and
in.
Then there was something also about office products in
you
this
put too? Ancillary office products is what he put, but I mean, I don't know if that's, some of those like little teensy increases we don't even say anything for in other lines.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if we need to put it, if you want to put it, we can, but we have made our annual subscription cost increase.
Okay, so my question is, we're going from $500 to $4,500. That is all VADAR?
Yeah.
And that's an annual subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Did we not pay that last year?
No.
Or it came out of a different budget, didn't it?
No, it sounds like they just, I don't know if we upgraded to a new version of VADAR, or if that's like the same thing that happened with the assessor's line. You know how Alice's software assessment?
No, yep, absolutely.
When
absolutely.
She goes to the new version, I think it was the same thing. I think they moved to like the cloud version, and
mm-hmm.
that version costs a crap load more every year than the previous version did.
So it
sounds like that's what happened with Dave's software.
Is this an annual cost that we're now looking at? Is $4,000 for VADAR? Is
yeah.
an annual subscription?
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay.
probably because the cloud requires, there's a lot more involved in maintaining it, doing backups, you know.
Probably something like that. I mean, I doubt any other softwares are much cheaper now. I think everything's kind of...
Because this is our second year with Vadar?
I think.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go back and look at that because I got some questions about that.
Excuse me, may I ask what Vadar stands for?
That's a great question.
Oh my
I think
God.
That's just the name of it.
It's just the name of it.
I think that's just the name of it.
Yeah.
Is it V-A-D-A-R?
Yeah. Like all capitals.
As I remember, the what we were using before was unsupported and kind of a homebrew thing.
Yeah, we definitely had to upgrade.
This is like a real product that a lot of people use.
Yeah, I guess the previous one was like made by our previous town accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Is it personalized? Yeah, it just says Vadar system when you go on the website.
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Next line would be number 12, the accessors.
I'll eat one off the floor.
It's okay, 3 second rule.
I'll eat it right off the floor.
One of these doors. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, soon, Barbara, you're going to wait till afterwards.
Thank you.
Passing of meeting snacks, please. Okay, line 12, the assessor's expense, as we just discussed, that's an increase due to the software move to iCloud.
Yes, that's the note I had in there.
So we've got that note. The rest is all pretty self-explanatory, oh, cola. And then down to line 26, I think was our next point.
Yes.
Planning board expenses going up. And that is for legal notices.
Yes.
Anticipated
legal notices
legal.
For zoning bylaw amend. I was trying to fit it in a little.
What line are we on now? Sorry.
That's number 26.
26, okay. Yep.
Okay.
Now it gets crazy.
That was just a warm up. Page 2. Okay. So I stopped at line 29, which is the technical support for town buildings. And we have a bit of a jump there, which has to do with the new printer lease part of it.
Yeah.
Right? Acrease and
things,
Northeast
yeah.
IT.
That's the biggest one. Their
right?
price went up by like.
They did because they found
it's like
out.
25% or something.
Because they did an evaluation of the services they provide,
mm-hmm.
and they realized that they were undercharging us, is
yeah.
what I recall.
Sounds like you're undercharging everyone.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that this is a partial increase for this year.
Yes, so it's going to get
and it's
going
to, yes, so we'll have to budget.
We also have budgeted
to catch up.
In that extra laptop. Going that because we have that one left that isn't Windows 11 compatible.
So we have one more laptop.
So we have a new laptop, and then what the other thing was.
And who's the
big?
Who's going to use that laptop?
So that's what I got to figure out too. I got to figure out first of all who has laptops. Second of all, who has what age laptops? Because Alice has this one, but Alice doesn't really use it that much. So we're going to figure out who has them, who should have them, and who has the most use for them. So I don't know yet.
Okay. So we need a little laptop investigation.
yeah. But there is a new laptop that's budgeted in into that.
So I recall last year, we updated a lot of, I don't know if those laptops or computers.
Oh, that's what the server warranty. We need to extend it by another 2 years. That's the other big pricey thing in there.
In this?
Yes.
Yes, I see that renewal of.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
okay,
like, what
one,
did I write?
Add printer lease and maintenance.
So that's
increase
in there.
Northeast IT assessment.
So I'm not sure it's a laptop. I think it's.
Well, there's definitely a laptop.
There's a laptop in that.
There's
line.
Both.
Okay.
It was two things. And I couldn't remember what the second thing was. And
okay.
The building use committee's calendar. It's only like $150 a year. We never budgeted that before, so I added that in there. That's not a big thing.
Okay, so we have this number here of 6,932. It might be helpful if I get a breakdown of that, so I kind of understand how, you know.
I had it all written out, and I thought about that today when I sat down here. I'm like, I should have kept that paper, because the time I had asked, I was like, does anybody want to know what each like little amount is? And I threw away the paper.
You threw it away.
Why I did that's beyond me.
All right, we're going to
do the math again.
Let's recreate that, because I just want to be real clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That would be helpful.
I will definitely
me.
Have all of that before actual ATM. This is just the notes. So.
Okay. That'd be super helpful for me, too. Okay, next line down, line 30 is the building maintenance coordinator. Oh my God, I cannot talk. Salary increase. We'll put a note in there that we increased by 2 hours a week. I don't know if we want to put it by increase in 2 hours or if we want to just do the whole increase for the year.
I had in there before increase to 32 hours a week, but I can just say increase 32 hours a week from 30 hours a week.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That.
That works for me. And then the next line, 31, the Sawyer Hall Maintenance / Utility Fund. Now this is where it's going to get a little cramped for notes.
So.
But that's actually the good thing is that we're not putting the notes directly on the budget lines. It's going to be a handout, so we can explain this a little bit more.
Well, the cool thing is that people will ask anyways.
Understood, but it's also nice if we provide the information, we have the explanation that we're increasing this.
Well, I'm not saying it isn't. I'm
yeah.
just saying that if we don't account for everything, they're going to ask the question no matter what we put on here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do the best that we can. So this increase in this budget line is also moving money over from the special projects line that we are eliminating, correct? So a little fancy footwork with some information there.
And I didn't know if you, I have down on mine, remove special projects and all of those, but I didn't know how we wanted to, or if we wanted to put anything about the fact that we added money also in there because we're proposing to remove the revolving funds.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how exactly to do that because that gets voted after Article 3. So it's like, I don't know. I didn't know what you wanted to put in there for that.
So let's put in what we know. And then we might put a little line saying, and if the revolving account changes pass, let's just write it out and see how it looks by adding that little blurb. Would be my suggestion. I don't know, Will, if you have any other thoughts about that.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Mia, you all right with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then line 32, the town garage's maintenance utility.
That one would just be remove special projects. Well, not
that's just
really.
Because we removed.
I mean, that's.
Was there any other project that we had in mind for that? Increase?
No.
No. I think the only thing we have is one of the articles, which is the garage doors.
Right, but that's a separate, that's
right.
Coming from free cash.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas this would just be, I think, added over from special projects.
It's just special projects.
Okay. Great. And then same thing for line 33, which is the community hall maintenance / utility fund. We've done an increase there, which is just moving money over from one account into another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hopefully people will get the idea. Line 34, the lawn mowing for a center and cemetery. This is going up because we're adding Jacobs Road, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great. And then line 35, Jacobs Road, municipal center maintenance and utilities. We are also, again, adding from the special projects, I believe.
Well,
and a little bit more. And FinCom likes to say, let's, what did they do, a 10% increase?
We did that, yeah. 10% across the board.
Across the board, so in addition.
Yeah, plus special projects, plus revolving funds.
Yeah, so we'll put in all those little notes of, that's why this account is going up, is because we're adding more money in from other funds and anticipating a little bit of increase in costs. Number 36, the insurance line. It's just increased insurance premiums. That's all we can say about that.
And it's countywide.
And countywide, right. Yeah. Everybody's feeling it. Okay. The next line down, I think, that needs a comment is line 38, which is the police salary. We've increased, we've added 40 hours for patrolling. And then, Will, the next line I jumped down to is 46. Did you have anything in between? It was pretty clear cut there.
Sure.
Well, we did add the position, number 43 of the fire department's clerk. We might just say, hey, we're adding this position.
Right.
Yeah, but I put, it already exists.
It already exists. Right.
It. 3 hours a month is what I have.
Great.
So what, emergency personnel stipends, why is that?
Because we split it into the actual, like, what they are.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
We broke it down for better transparency of
correct.
What's happening there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So we'll make a little note that we just are splitting that. I think it's already in there.
Yeah, and then I have to put something about the unknown reason why we budgeted $250 more every year than we spent. So we're not actually decreasing anybody's stipends there. It just looks like we are, but we never spent the money before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put something.
Okay.
Okay.
That seems
to work. Right? We're all good?
Yep.
Okay. I think I stopped at line 53, which is the regional dog kennel assessment. I think it's just an increase in fees.
Yeah, that's
right?
Just literally an assessment. It's just a number, and we.
Right. I mean, the jump, you know, looks big, but it's just.
Yeah, just what they give us.
Just I would just make a note, just saying increase in fees. And that's all I have there. See, that wasn't so bad. Okay, rolling over to the next page, line 58, the school committee stipends. We'll just put a little note there that we've split that particular category into two other categories, again, for better transparency and to understand how those stipends break down. The next line I stopped at was 67. For the winter salt, sand, and other. And I think, Mia, you've already had a good note in there just explaining that we went over in FY26. We need to kind of catch up with that. And then we just have an increase in storms.
Mm-hmm.
We just got slobbered this year.
And I'll put something too, like, haven't increased much the last few years. That was the other, that
yeah,
was the main driving
the level
factor
funding,
for
and we just need to catch up to where we were. Okay, and then, Will, you're good with that?
Yep.
All right, and the rest of them, I think, are just...
Well, the salary summer highway wages was the...
Yep, that's the next one.
Yeah.
Line 70.
That's the one that was his new line item request for, I don't remember what he called it, but
I think
salary
it was...
summer storm cleanup tent help is, I think, what he called it, but it was actually supposed to be for summer overtime. So that's why I, in order to clean it up, like we had been talking about, I changed the name of it, okay, with Tyson, and moved it up there, so everything was together.
Okay.
But I'll put, like, this is overtime for storm cleanup with the more summer storms we've gotten in recent years with damage.
Sure.
Right, and that's kind of the note I had as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having more wind events.
Yep.
Yep.
And the next line that I stopped at was number 75, unless, Will, you had anything else in between these two?
Let me just look and make sure.
Make sure we're all right.
Okay. Salary winter temp help, and that's because of this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, let's go where you're.
You're all good, so 75, landfill expenses. And this is increased, this is the increase because of the increase in mowing and the noxious weed stuff, or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, and we added mowing back in. We can't seem to figure out where mowing got paid for out of previously, so I don't know, but we're adding mowing completely, because it wasn't in there last year.
Okay, and so you might make note, that's another thing that we're adding to this budget line, was mowing again for transparency.
Invasive species eradication.
Yes, okay. And the rest of it's pretty easy until you get down to, looking at 81 and 82,
yes.
The senior center.
I just put removed COA chair as the note for the senior center coordinator stipend line. So people didn't think that we were lowering Lyra's stipend, because we're not.
Right.
So taking out the COA chair stipend.
Perfect.
And then I put moved the senior center operating account money into the COA expense account, combine the two accounts.
Perfect. $84, the Veterans Service Center, we have an increase there, and that, is that just increase?
It's an assessment.
As an assessment?
So as veterans benefit, we can't control it.
Right, okay.
Even though it's 157.14% increase.
What? I know, it just, it looks...
I don't know if that directly corresponds to, like, the number of veterans we have in town, or the number of veterans that...
I would think so, because that's
like,
our insurance premium.
Get the benefits. That's part of our insurance?
I think this, yeah, the veterans benefit? Is that an insurance thing or no? No? Okay, my bad.
Yeah, veterans, I don't know benefit. What's used to calculate it, but.
Okay, let's see if we can do
I'll anything. Have the letter that came with it from the Veterans Service Center with me at ATM that I can reference.
Okay, I want to do a little sleuthing on that too so I can better understand it. Okay, well, you're good with all that?
Yes.
All right. Last page.
I actually have a question for you guys about 96 and 97.
Okay, let's wait till we get there, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's fine.
$86. What am I looking at here?
It's just COLA. And
that's all COLA?
It's COLA and, well, if COLA is 2.8, so it's a 3.13%, so it's only like a 0.3%
okay.
additional, but that was just because
just
we
funny.
Never, we accidentally forgot to add COLA in last year's budget for them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, part of COLA. I don't think we added the COLA for, I want to say it was the library assistant. Was that what it was?
Library assistant.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
So can we make that note so people kind of understand why it's a little bit more than just regular COLA that we're playing catch up from last
yeah.
budget? Please. Alrighty. And I think the library operating expense, which is line 88, I think that's
the one that I already had the note on. I mean, on the previous versions. Where am I? Required increase due to grant funding requirements.
Okay. So let's, yeah. Jump down to 96. Is that what you had a question on?
Well, yeah, because I just don't know. Those must have been something from last year's ATM, and I just don't know what they are.
Yeah, I was going to need to be reminded about those,
oh.
too. I had a question mark going,
yeah,
remind
I don't...
me. So let's do a little sleuthing on
maybe,
that.
Do you think Bob and Ned know?
I think it's the new one-ton, is my guess.
Okay.
For only $25,000?
We had a stabilization, we used some stabilization money, I think.
Okay, so we only financed a portion of it.
A portion, I believe that's the case, because. Because I know one of the bigger trucks, a truck we bought the year before, we had ARPA money for.
Okay, that makes sense.
I think that was paid for all the way.
I'll look into it too.
Let's look into that.
Make sure before I put anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, yep, let's just remind ourselves and our voters about what that's about.
Absolutely.
And then, yeah, of course, line 100, the health insurance jacked way up, and that's just increased premiums, and we had an added plan. We have that note.
I'm just gonna put increased premiums because we did add a plan, but we also removed a plan, so we didn't really.
Okay.
We kinda canceled ourselves out.
Okay.
I'll just put, just increase. That's what the majority of it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry, actually, I commented on the insurance earlier, that was property insurance, so this one is really countywide here, the health insurance, that's, yeah, I stand corrected.
Okay.
Countywide for the people that participate in the Hampshire County Group Insurance Trust.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and the last one I have highlighted is 103, the special projects, we're just gonna explain that we are absorbing that into other accounts.
Right.
To make it more transparent. Just the name of the game, a little better every year. Questions or concerns about any of that?
Back to how we want it to be. We can get to it afterwards. More like how we want it, because now that the actual posted one doesn't have comments on it, how we want to communicate the comments, if we want to do another copy of it, but that can be the end of whenever you, after we talk about the warrant, maybe.
You mean when we hand these out, when we hand out the sheet?
How we want to, if we want to hand it out to them. Yeah, how we want it to look, and it goes back to the first thing we talked about.
Right.
We don't really have answers on right now, so.
Okay, you and I can circle back on that. Okay, so that's this one, budget handout. Now we're gonna talk about warrant?
Yes.
Okey dokey. So, Will, did you have a chance to go through it and see what articles you feel like might need some explaining, or we wanna just go through it one by one?
Let's just go through one by one, I think it's better.
Okay. So the first three are super duper standard.
Yep.
The school ones are all standard. May I chime in if I'm gonna go over something?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay.
It's Article 9.
Yeah, so when you start getting into the free cash stuff.
Right. So we need to have some explanation of the condition of the present doors.
Yeah, and that was my question to you guys as well, is, I mean, since they haven't been to one of these annual town meetings, do we call upon our highway super and our fire chief? Like, is Tyson required to be there?
He probably will be, I don't know if he is or not. And then past highway superintendents have been.
Right, because usually from what I'm hearing,
right.
Eric will defer to whoever, department it is.
Mm-hmm.
So like for the assessor's one, it would go to Alice or
right.
Maybe the fire could be joint. I mean, but I did have notes in there of the quote was for $30,255. Highway is this amount, fire is this amount. Current motors and doors are the originals that were put in when the place was built.
And one fire door, in fact, doesn't work electrically now.
Yeah.
Manually.
The motors are in various stages of disrepair.
They don't seal right.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a huge energy loss.
Yes.
Right. So that's all in your note? For this.
That's what all I have. And I didn't know if we usually put notes in, though, for the ones that aren't. You know? That's what I was going to ask. I have the note. If we're going to include it as a select board note, was my. Yeah. But that's back to the first part, so.
Right, okay, so keep the note.
Okay.
And we'll check to see if Tyson's planning on joining us, so we can speak to that. But again, the more information we can provide, the go, oh, wow, gosh, yeah, it really needs.
Yeah.
You know, it's these notes that can be time savers.
Right.
Right, so then people aren't asking questions during the meeting. They just say, oh, okay.
Right, got it, moving on. So we have free caches. One, two, three, four articles in regards to free cash. I'm wondering if it's helpful to have on this handout the amount of free cash that we have available and then listing it out as to how it's going to be distributed this year.
I think it's a great idea, myself. Because here's the pot.
Right, because then people are going to be like, well, how much do we have in free cash? And are we, you know,
right.
I think it just helps. Thoughts, Mia?
It goes back to the overarching discussion
mm-hmm.
of, like, this isn't anything right now. This is literally just I changed the format of the warrant from legal size to letter size,
mm-hmm.
and then copied the warrant onto here with a little title spot. But I feel like if we did it as a separate handout, this is just a possibility,
uh-huh.
and just went down with the lines and warrant articles that we have comments on, so it went article 3 would be the top one with the comments on the questionable lines, and then if we just did the ones that could be that we have notes on, we
mm-hmm.
just put them on a handout. None of the other ones we don't have notes on,
mm-hmm.
then we could do something like under the free cash article, say this is the total amount of free cash, here's a little table of where we're putting all of this, this has this notes, this the notes are for this, rather than it be, I feel like we're gonna end up with way too many papers if we do it separate. I don't know, it doesn't make any sense, I'm not explaining it very well.
No, I think you're right, I think condensing it all into one is totally
fine. Right, because then if you did all of them, and then you went off on like a thing about this is the total amount of free cash, I feel like it would just then look confusing, because then you have all the warrant articles.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the complete warrant, and then you're putting notes on more than one article, and I feel like then it's just, I feel like it would create more questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. That's just me, and I think there's questions no matter what, so.
Right, we'll always have questions. We're never going to get away from not having questions. That's not true.
But it will stop.
But providing the information in an efficient way to absorb it is kind of the goal. So, but if we can list out the free cash, what we have.
That's a great idea,
and how it's
going
to be distributed, I think that will really help. I did have a question about Article 12. When we are talking about transferring some money out of the assessor's stabilization account for the purchase of upgraded assessment software, how is this different from the iCloud expense? I think that's gonna need to be.
The iCloud, the line item expense?
Yeah, because then,
well, that's what,
in the budget.
Yeah, that's what the whole conversation that came up a few weeks ago was. So what we ended up figuring out was the assessor stabilization transfer
mm-hmm.
is for the actual transition from the current one to the upgraded version.
Okay.
And the amount in Article 3 is for the subscription cost for the new software.
Got it.
So the free cash one is just to get us to the new software, and then the Article 3 is to subscribe to it for a year.
Okay, yeah, so this is not coming out of free cash, it's coming out of the stabilization.
Yeah, if I said that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're clear.
Stabilization.
Okay, thank you for reminding me about that.
And the free cash part was confusing because it initially was coming out of, part of it was coming from free cash because FinCom had recommended something that Alice didn't think they recommended.
Right.
And that's why that changed.
Okay. So under this, for this article, we might want to explain that?
Oh yeah, and I have the fact that
and how
town's gonna have to look at moving to the cloud in coming years. She would need this new software. The software's also not gonna be supported in the coming years, so she's gonna have to do it no matter what.
Right.
I have some notes about that in there too.
Perfect. Okay, so down we go. Article 14 is Chapter 90, that's self-explanatory. Article 15, self-explanatory. Then we get into 16. Mm-hmm. Do you have notes written on that yet? Explain this about the revolving funds and changing the bylaws. And
I feel like this is... So we've talked to Eric specifically about this. Eric already plans on, before taking any questions,
mm-hmm.
sending this to the select board to verbally explain.
Okay.
We can put a super, super summary of... We're proposing to remove these revolving funds because we feel that having the revolving funds, or that, well, not that exact wording, but the way that a revolving fund can be utilized does not provide the transparency to voters that we feel is necessary or is
chock block
is screeching up. I don't know. I'm bad at words on the spot.
Well, oh, I know. It's challenging, but you're right.
We can just put a couple sentences and then just rely on, since he's going to ask anyway, we know he's going
to
ask.
Right, and Robin's going to speak to this
because yeah.
she's got the verbiage to do it.
And we'll have the... No, that's the next one. Never mind.
We might... Let me think about that.
Well, we definitely can put the explanation that we're removing the spending limits from the general bylaws because we have to revote them every year anyways. So
right, so that's a pretty straightforward
here,
one.
Yeah.
That's an easy one. So do you have the verbiage for that?
Portion of it, yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Great.
It's the other part.
It's the first, yeah.
Harder to explain.
Yeah, that the revolving funds that we have are not being utilized or not serving as revolving funds.
Right, they are, but they're not. Well, I mean, the simple explanation is really, we have these revolving funds. Yeah, like you could say it like that, but they're not being legally, what's happening with them does not comply with what's supposed to happen with revolving funds.
Right, they're not being used as
no.
as revolving funds.
So they really can't be revolving funds because we're not following the rules of what a revolving fund is.
Exactly. So that's good.
Yeah, that's the simple way of doing it. And then there's the matter of explaining that the whole reason we looked at it in the first place.
Okay. Good. Article 17. Totally fine. Normal.
And this one, I'm going to have that written up motion for Mark to amend that to remove the JRMC and Community Hall revolving funds.
Okay.
If the other one passes.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
Why isn't the Parks and Rec revolving fund up for removal as well?
You don't have you have a stabilization account.
Oh,
sorry.
It's not a revolving.
No, you're fine. But that one doesn't need to get voted every year. But I don't think we ever decided definitely how or if we could remove that fund.
No, we're gonna.
I think that was whiteboarded.
Mm-hmm. Whiteboard.
On our non-existent whiteboard.
Right now, let me make notes. Where is that? Grant one, which we do every year. 19. This is the easement one about the Jacksonville Stage Road Culvert project.
Yes.
Want a little note about that, or?
I mean, it could be a note that's just, we're looking to replace the culvert, well, we're calling it a bridge, I guess, a bridge there, and.
Is it, would it be difficult to have a little map or something?
Well, that's what they're referencing, and we can have the map, however, I think that any normal person looking at the map is going to be more confused than they were just reading the Warren article.
And there's certain parts.
And the other problem with it is that I'm in this weird battle right now with KP Law and the engineering company, and they both can't seem to get along and figure out what they want, so we don't have any. We're supposed to have like an actual meets and bounds plan that says, you know, like your deed says this many degrees north from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're supposed to have one of those for these easements.
Mm-hmm.
Engineering company is like, we're not doing that. And they're going, so this is like a draft plan. This plan that this article is referencing literally says draft on it in big red letters. Mm-hmm. It's not even finalized, but we have to do it in order to get the funding on time to actually do the construction once they stop arguing.
Because I'm just worried that someone's going to look at this and say, well, they take 20 acres, 2 acres?
Well, they're going to. So that, the we'll have that plan, and it is on file with the town clerk. Anybody can grab it, but I'll have it with me too. And I have, the plan does show this many, I don't think it shows it as acres. I want to say it shows it as, because they're so small.
Right.
I think it shows it as acres, but the bigger one's like square feet.
But I just something.
And you can see who it is and the size of the permanent and temporary easements.
But just something to allay any fears that it's like a major.
Definitely.
Superhighway project.
Definitely. So we will have that. And
so that information.
We'll have that with me to read off if somebody asks, especially because I don't think we're going to have those waivers out before ATM.
Right.
Okay.
So I don't. These property owners are. They're not going to have gotten their letters yet, so.
Okay.
And we should note, just for both of your knowledges, I guess that's how you would say that, that if they don't give us that land, then rather than raising and appropriating the money to go to court and take the land,
mm-hmm.
we're using Chapter 90 funds. That's how we've circumvented the appropriation process.
Okay.
So you're allowed to do that? Use Chapter 90 funds for acquiring?
That's actually what KP Law suggested. I didn't know you could do that until.
No. I'm a lawyer.
I guess it's when it's for a bridge or a culvert. And Tyson's got plenty. We made sure of that with Tyson.
Okay. All of them got two. Info. And then Article 20. I think this is pretty self-explanatory.
I think it is too.
Who brought this forward?
Mary.
Mary did? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, I mean, she dots every I and crosses every T, so I bet you she already has something written up for that.
Alrighty. And then Article 21, this is the
citizen's
petition. Is someone speaking to this?
So I think it sounds like Eric can call on the person who submitted it.
Okay.
And actually, I spoke to the person who submitted it.
Is that
planning,
Stan?
Yeah, he's planning
okay.
to be there.
Stan will speak. Okay.
No, he's on this.
Great.
He was actually at the.
I saw him, yeah.
Yeah, he's right behind us.
And then Article 22 is the last one, any other business, so we're good. Any additional thoughts, comments, anybody?
Well, now it's just on how you want me to get it to you to approve for next Tuesday.
I know, like I said, we'll circle back.
But you want to like circle back at like the end of the meeting, is that what you're saying?
Well, we need to know about what we can and cannot do.
Right, but we also know what we have done.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be done by Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so much time we have to circle back.
Right.
This is the only meeting we have to circle back at.
Well, we don't need to approve how it's going to be. All we have to do is approve the information.
Well, I can just,
we don't necessarily need to prove how it's going to be presented at this moment.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I wanted to give you guys the say on how it's put out there for
right.
people.
Let me take a beat to think on that.
Okay.
idea. We'll have it figured out by tomorrow. Okay, hopefully. Okay. Where are we?
We're at Jeremy's JR.
There we go. The parking proposal. Let me pull that up. Parking at Gypsy. Okay. So we had a member of Parks and Rec send us a parking proposal about the center. I want to call it the center island, but I don't know how we actually refer to it. It's the center space out here in front of Jacobs Road. Mm-hmm. But increasing some of the parking space. To help with accessibility. The idea was shared with our fire chief and our highway department, and they both thought it could work and would provide some benefits. But I want to circle back, if I may, to the person who submitted the proposal, if she's hearing me. You paying attention? So Pat, tell me what you're after. Tell me what problem you're hoping to solve with this proposal.
Okay, it came up at a select board meeting that someone had complained about the fact that people are parking on the left side and it could present a safety hazard for safety vehicles trying to get through.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that people do park on the left, and it makes sense to just make them pave them put in stones and make them parking spaces.
To get them more off the road and actually into a parking space?
Into a parking area with plenty of space for the safety vehicles to go through. Also, one suggestion at that same meeting was to make all the spaces be handicapped, which with so many people in town with mobility issues who don't have handicapped carts, they would still have a place close to the building to park and walk in. So it was really prompted by that select board meeting, mm-hmm. where someone had complained about the parking, and then there was various thoughts about how to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So people park there, make them spaces.
So my thought about that is, if we created these spaces, how would we ensure that those people who need the closer parkings
I don't think you do.
We're not going to be able to police that.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to. Hopefully, Bones and Bounds class, there isn't much competition for spaces, but there are several people with mobility issues.
Mm-hmm.
Like tonight, it doesn't matter who parks there.
Right.
If there's a special event, I suppose just a sandwich board could be put up for, seniors only or something. But I hear you.
Okay. Will, do you have any thoughts?
Looks like a pretty good idea, actually. And so you're actually where people park in the mud anyway.
Yeah.
You're basically creating I don't know, this would be paved eventually?
I don't know, because there was talk about paving the Jacobs Road parking lot. If we do, that would be the time, and those could become paved spaces.
I would recommend that.
Yeah, I think that would be a good thing to do. And the whole thing doesn't have to be done, maybe just the side that's closest to the building,
mm-hmm.
going around the oval. I don't know if it's even necessary, but I threw it in there.
Yeah.
You'd have to have something, though. I mean, you show, like, for instance, adjacent to the building, you show three spaces. You need something fore and aft those spaces to be able to pull in and out.
Oh, right. Yeah, so it's just a concept.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, this wasn't drawn to scale.
Yeah, and there'll be more spaces.
Four-wheel steering.
There'll be more spaces available because what's pictured is
yeah.
much longer than you need for
sure.
Car.
I get that. Yeah, I can see. Yeah, it would be a great way to proceed.
Yeah, and the other idea is that in a municipal building, you know, it was established as a school, so naturally all the parking was over there.
Right.
Now it's a municipal building, and sometimes people are only coming in for 15 or 20 minutes, and they might not want to park over in East Overshue.
I understand that, but we can't have everybody parking in front of the building. So I think it's an idea that warrants some more consideration and looking at. I'm always better when I have boots on the ground and I can actually see, and you know, I know it's not all level there, and I know that any changes we would do are not immediate, that it would happen when, you know, so I think it's a concept that should be taken under consideration.
Yeah, it's a back burner, it's a whiteboard project.
That's a whiteboard problem. I love it. Whiteboard problem. Okay.
But I had to do it right while I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about it right after that meeting.
Yeah. Okay, so more to come on that. It's gonna go on the whiteboard list, but thank you for the proposal. Putting some thought into it. I'm going to take a look out there too and kind of visualize what you have in mind.
Yeah, this is a good time to look because you can see where people are parking in the mud.
Right.
And that won't change whether or not we pave it. You're looking at me, Barbara. You have a thought?
No, I think it's a great idea. I think a lot of what's out there was to accommodate school buses. I mean, that was the concept for buses. You know, I think it would be good to make sure that the one-way traffic continues.
Continues.
And having some kind of an island still there to help enforce that, so that people aren't. You know what happens in parking lots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't really impact the oval.
Well, it might take a little bit of it if you eventually pave it, but preserving at least a strip to help continue to enforce the unilateral traffic pattern.
It's not that intrusive.
Yeah. No, I think it's brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
And I like your idea about using some type of temporary placards or signposts that could go up to reserve parking for seniors and low mobility visitors during larger events like ATM but the rest of the time just having the actual handicapped spaces. I think that's great, great thinking.
Okay, any other final thoughts on this for right now?
No.
No, okay. Another good whiteboard project. Okay, the Parks and Rec Committee Annual Assessment Review. Do I have that? Is this... Was this in our mail? Is this what Pat handed me?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something else?
It's what Pat handed me.
Okay.
But it was also in the mail packet.
Both.
Okay.
It wasn't in color.
But it wasn't in color, yeah.
In the color.
I know, but now I have it in color.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's much easier to
understand.
See the equipment with the color. And, you know, it shows the need better.
Okay, so we had an assessment of community hall play area and park done by our very own Pat McGann and Bob Dane most recently, and they have beautifully put together a lovely assessment of the play structures and the picnic table and what's happening with the landscaping and all of that. And there's some recommendations, some great pictures of what's going on down there. So let's look at this. So the idea was that the play area needed a comprehensive plan because it's looking a little neglected. Sounds like the tree line could definitely be cleaned up. Got some raspberries growing in. Parking has been used. Okay. Yeah, we've talked about this play dome, the dome play structure, and I think we've said a couple of times that that could be taken out.
And the highway department is signed up when they get a chance to get rid of it. But
right.
I think if they don't get rid of it soon, it's going away anyway.
Yeah, I think they've signed up for quite a few things.
So we can follow up with them about that. How's the swing set? Seems sturdy. And but you've shown a picture of one of the concrete for one of the poles is lifting up out of the ground.
I asked him to look at that.
Okay.
Just last week, so he probably hasn't gone over yet.
Okay. And so Parks and Rec would like to see the four posts of the swing set dug out and more concrete added to the existing concrete and posts. So the actual structure of the swing set is in good shape, and it looks like it just might need some new swing seats because they're looking
very sad.
A little sad, a little scary, a little unsafe too.
And the child's bucket seat has to, something should be removed.
Yeah.
Just right now, just taken off there until that S bracket is.
Right, because little fingers can get
closed.
Pinched in there pretty easily, I think.
It isn't just that, it's that.
Come apart.
It could lift. It's unlikely, but with a good push, perhaps. It's just not a good idea to freak
out. I think removing a child in and out, then maybe
exactly.
It could lift.
Exactly.
But once they're in it, I don't think that would be an issue. But I understand the concern, as seen in the photo. And then looking at this picnic table, it's looking past its prime.
It was prime 10 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. And we know about the basketball court.
Do people use the two that are by the Connex boxes out front? Could you move one of them over
there? The picnic table's here?
Yeah.
Actually, I had a meeting on it yesterday morning.
Really?
I did.
Well, there we go.
I forgot the building was going to be closed.
Oh.
And I was like,
just say, it was really warm.
No, it was fine. It was good. Good. I didn't want to open up the building. So. So as far as the picnic tables, you know, you're talking about replacing them. I don't know if the idea was to replace it with wood, or they make these great picnic tables out of recycled material. It makes them really, really hardy, and they last
forever. We were thinking of replacing them with wood because it's less expensive,
yeah.
And they don't last as long. But if they're pressure treated, you know, the ones at the fairgrounds do hold up for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, long-term maybe would be better, but I just think we can deal with wood in then 5 years and wood again.
Okay. All right. And you have this nice photo of a new play structure, the Backyard Discovery Canyon Creek Cedar Wood swing set with a wave slide, a clubhouse, a play kitchen, a picnic area, belt swings. Oh, so we would have a lot of swings.
Well, these are the swings we have are for big kids. There's nothing for there's that one bucket seat, but other than that, there's nothing for little kids.
For little kids, the rock wall.
Yeah, and that it doesn't have to be that particular one. That's just an example.
Okay, that's what can be done. Next steps. You want to collaborate with the building use committee and library.
That's already started.
Okay, and the play area by polling parents and children for what they would like to see. I think that's great. Let's get feedback from the little people that would be using it.
And that's already started.
And that started April 12th. What the hell is today's date? Oh, it's 21st. Okay, and you've had 14 responses to date. And so the 11 children that have responded, what ages are they?
Did you go to the community tea? Community Hall last Saturday.
I unfortunately was not able to. I stepped in real quick, checked, you know, had to deal with a few things, and I wasn't able to. I got caught in Greenfield and couldn't make it back up to really enjoy it.
Okay, well, the age group there, that's where I got those. Were six,
oh, okay.
I would say 6 to 16.
Okay.
And the older kids, every older kid said swings.
They like swings?
Swings.
Great.
And then I also that day talked to Bob Gruen about planning a cleanup day.
Right.
So we're gonna be doing that probably next Wednesday.
Okay, next Wednesday?
Yeah, and I was gonna see if Tyson, I don't know if the highway department has a chipper or not, do you know?
They do have a chipper.
I was gonna see if we would have possibly access to that chipper long enough to chip out some of the brush.
Yeah, Bob had,
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he had us approve that already, and the highway department will pick it all up and do that.
Okay.
I don't think we could have other people use our chipper.
No, I think that would be a liability.
As a backup, I also have a commercial chipper.
Oh, okay.
Not to be used on town property.
Whatever.
Damn it.
Well, we just drag it over to Bob's house. Well, Frank.
I mean, it'll do 12-inch logs. It'll do 12-inch logs.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, so based on the feedback, you're gonna do a little more research about playground equipment. Perfect. And speak with building manager to see what assistance he can provide. Should be done before leaves come out. Okay. Research done to date, impossible. Put together a few numbers here, but since you don't really know what kind of play structure we're talking about, this was just kind of a guess of about $1,800. And are you saying that Parks and Rec has this money?
I was thinking Parks and Rec could use their stabilization fund.
Got it.
This sounds like something that we could take out of there.
We have
a couple of months ago, maybe. could have put it right in there.
We have that money from the school, remember?
That's cool.
That's for here.
And I already have plans for that money.
Oh.
That's my sandbox and my, that's I got plans for that.
I forgot about that.
Okay.
I forgot what property we're talking about.
But anyways, there's going to be a special STM in September, isn't there?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Special meeting in September?
Possibly.
Well, we'll see.
So.
If so.
If we do.
Trying to get my hands on that stabilization.
I know, you're getting, one way or another, you're gonna get your hands on that money. Okay, but this is a really thoughtful proposal. I appreciate the time that you and Bob have put into it, thinking of our young community. And I will be curious to learn about the feedback that you're going to get, continuing to absorb. And more to come on this. This was just for discussion and review. Let us know this is what's going on.
It's just on our... under our charge.
Okay, yeah.
So it was just something that should be done every year. We had kind of done one here at Jacobs Road.
Right.
And then the select board saw that all those things got taken care of.
Yeah, it was great.
Very quickly.
I know that my little cousin was able to enjoy that last year. A lot of fun.
Yeah, so anyways, yeah, that can be whiteboarded for now.
Okay, well, keep us updated about the direction that you guys would like to go into.
Well, some of the things we'll have to get done right away.
But. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like removing
right,
that,
there are some immediate things that we can do.
The kids swing, just taking it off.
Mm-hmm.
Especially that.
Yeah.
The bucket seat.
Yeah.
You want Parks and Rec to go ahead and do that, or do you want...
If they want to, I can ask Tim
I think it's a Tim thing.
Yeah,
I think it's
a Tim thing.
That's good. And I did talk to him about it. We didn't come to any decisions, but I did talk to him.
Okay.
And also, I don't know, should Parks and Rec order the replacement seats for the other swings, or is that a maintenance thing? I don't care, I just want to know.
I think it's a Parks and Rec thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just if you have them. Well, is that what you would use your expense line for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, see what you can get for, I mean, we have our Amazon accounts and stuff, but I don't know where you'd order it from.
Amazon probably be fine too, yeah.
Okay. So if you find something, just send me the link to it and I can tell you if the Amazon business price is cheaper, and if it is, I can order it and then pay the invoice through that anyways.
Okay, sounds good.
Will, any thoughts?
No.
Questions, comments, concerns? Okay, just making a note here.
Except one thing, if the highway department can't do the dome blade structure, I'd be happy to remove that.
Okay.
It's not a lot to do.
No, it isn't, I can even lift it up on one end, so yeah.
Well, you have to lift it up, but then I think we need to break it down.
It just screwed together.
Of course.
Right, and just hope those little things come apart, and then it can go to transfer metal recycle.
Yep.
Yeah, of course, but it should, sooner than later.
That's what I'm worried about.
Sooner than later, yep.
I could probably rope Billy in to do it with you.
Yeah, redo it on this weekend or whenever.
Yeah, he's out of town until Thursday night, but yeah, let's.
Okay.
We're breaking it down. Okay. Okay, great, thank you, Pat. Okay, lease agreement, Helltown Youth Performing Arts.
So.
I was able to take a look at what you sent, the latest, and then it sounded like Robin had a few tweaks, or you did, or there was something, section six.
Well, that was what we changed.
Is that what we had changed?
Yeah, I mean, if, I didn't see any emails with tweaks in it, but I could have missed something. So if there was something that was supposed to change again, I can have to change it.
I think it was fine, and then we got, it looked like right before the meeting, we got an email from Jonathan.
Like right before.
Right, saying that they were good to go.
Making any changes anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
So we're just gonna have to, I mean, I'll have them sign it this week.
Okay.
Given the extremely late notice, I don't have it for you guys to sign right now, but.
No, that's fine. And it sounded like you wanted to take a copy to give to Laura to have her sign.
Yeah, cause there's two signature lines. I don't understand. I thought he was saying that she was in another state, like airplane.
No, I think she was just in Sherman Falls with a gig or something.
Oh, I don't know what I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
I thought she was like.
Because it said San Francisco. You thought SF.
Oh, yes, I thought San Francisco.
That's what I thought too.
And I'm like, you're going to bring it over there for her to sign.
Yeah, Sherman Falls.
Yeah, Sherman Falls.
I've never seen anybody do that before.
I saw.
Did you think it for a second?
I did.
You thought San Francisco?
So it sounded like he was going
to
pick up a copy, take it to her, bring it, fly it to San Francisco, have Laura sign it.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what is he talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
And return it with both their signatures.
Within a week.
Within a week. Fine. Works for me.
Beautiful. Oh, and
I just want to be clear.
I don't know. It sounded like Valerie's reconsidering again.
Again. Oh.
Yeah, she really doesn't want to lose the space. So.
She's going to go in there the next couple of days and see how she's feeling.
Okay.
She's going to do some sketching in there.
Okay. We'll wait to hear back from her on that. Where the heck did I put it in? I just want to make sure that I was understanding. That's not what I was looking for. So, Mia, on 4/15, you sent us the new draft lease agreement.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to make sure that's it. There were no other tweaks. We didn't hear anything more from Jonathan. Everybody was fine.
Nothing that I...
Because that's the lease that I just reviewed.
But if I could have very well missed something. If Robin had some edits, I could have missed that email.
What did she say? And then you said, oops, I didn't mean to send it again.
Oh, yeah, that was the only thing.
So on 4/15...
Because I had sent it out, and then somebody had come into my office and they were talking, I had started drafting the email to all of you guys to send it to you.
Oh,
and then before I was able to do that, Robin sent it out, and then I sent it again, not realizing she had already sent it. That was what had happened.
Okay. All good. Yeah, and so, yeah, this email that where Robin's saying that there was some back and forth, but now it's edited, she was copying, it's on that email, so yes, we're good to go.
Perfect.
We don't need to vote on this or anything, right? It's we've already approved it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once
super.
We sign it next week, that'll be a vote, but
totally fine. All right, town nurse, I'd like to table this, as I already stated, because we're not quite ready to talk about that. We'll wait to hear back from Board of Health. Office assistant, sports clerk position, what do you got for updates, my friend?
It looks like, well, I'll be calling the applicants probably, yeah, before the end of the week. We just figured out we're going to try to do the first few days of the week of the 4th, preferably the 4th, but depending on what the applicant's availability is, we're going to try to do those first few days of that week for initial interviews. And then we'll, the three of us will meet again after that to kind of recap, reevaluate, figure out who's who and what's what, and
okay,
move forward from there.
That sounds great.
So, yeah, I do have some recommendations from Jean about what to change the board's clerk job description, but if I remember correctly, I didn't put it in select board mail because I didn't get it in time for select board mail. So it's going to be in the next one.
Okay. Great. Okay, Colerain surplus police cruiser, do we have any updates or additional information?
Still nothing.
Okay.
Emails about other things, not that.
Okay, all right, so good.
There's still, Colerain's still there, so at least we know that.
All right. New information, community hall?
Apparently, Colerain Highway Department has a bucket truck. Know this.
Well, I thought we knew about Shelburne Falls.
Well, we thought about that, and then I talked to Tyson about talking with them, because I haven't seen Nick, and Tyson seems to think that they would absolutely not do it, so he's a call into Nate Gilbert.
Okay.
We'll see what he says. He hasn't answered yet, but if they can barter something.
This is the highway department bucket truck?
Yeah.
So it's different, because we're talking about a ladder truck.
Yeah.
Right. Oh,
the two different.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
So highway has a bucket.
Right.
And Shelburne Falls, I don't know if it's Falls, or I don't understand their two fire departments, to be honest with you. Whichever one has a ladder truck, has a ladder truck.
Mm.
And,
okay.
Yeah, I just didn't think that they would do that. So we could always ask if Nate Gilbert says no, absolutely not, or that the bucket truck doesn't reach high enough or whatever. But we're going to see if they would do it in exchange for something.
Yeah.
I mean, we do that kind of stuff a lot, so we'll see.
Well, I know that, for instance, we've, you know, bartered with the Shelburne Highway Department for a hot patch, you know,
oh, yeah,
and all
mm-hmm.
that, so we can, I'm sure, figure
oh,
something out.
Oh, there's got to be something, so, yeah. He was going to look into that, and then the elevator, it sounds like they found somebody who fixes them in Florida? That's what I was gathering from those emails?
So, my understanding after speaking with Tim is that the part that has failed in the lift in Community Hall is a computerized part.
Yeah.
And that part is no longer manufactured or produced,
mm-hmm.
and that it has been sent down to Florida.
Where there's some famous person?
For repair.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
So I think we're waiting to hear back.
Yeah, and we definitely need a price because I just got the bill for just sending it down to Florida.
You did get
$1,200.
I'm sorry, say that again.
$1,200, just to find the guy in Florida and send it down to Florida. And they've already done that, so.
Anti-stat bubble wrap and a, you know, express package.
Well, you know, they charged us.
And is it? What do you say?
$400 an hour. The 3 hours it took to find the person in Florida and send it to them, they charged us $1,200.
So when you say they, are we talking about the elevator company?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're all expensive. I mean, to note that, there's very few companies around here, and every single one of them costs an arm and a leg. But given that just sending it down to Florida costs $1,200, I'm not hopeful for what the bill would be for once they fix it. So I'm a little worried that we've already sent it down to Florida, and we don't have a price from them. And they're going to send us this invoice, and we're going to say, we don't have money for that.
So I wonder if we can have Tim just give a call and see if we can get an estimate before anything is done.
And that was the back and forth with Robin and Tim,
mm-hmm.
but now it sounds like they sent it down there anyways. So.
Okay, let me follow up with Tim.
I think that's great.
I mean, what can be computerized about this thing is basically a lift. It's very simple.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's odd to me.
have no idea.
Okay, let me follow up. Highway department update?
That was... I think that was just, oh, Paul Mary. Talked to Paul Mary and told him that he needs a definite date for the, them coming to do the work, because he needs to rent a trenching something.
Yes.
Okay, when you say the work, can you...
The work to trench over to the salt shed and move the power across the street.
To get electricity over to the salt shed.
Yeah, and then for them to do all the wiring. But that has to get coordinated with the highway department renting. I don't know what it is.
It's basically a ditch witch.
A ditch witch.
Yeah.
Ditch witch.
Yeah.
Never seen one of those before.
Go on, I can explain. They're cool.
To rent it, they need to coordinate that. So he's been going back and forth with them, but that's really the only update I have. I put it on there in the event that there was some major update. There really isn't.
Between now and then, okay. So Tyson is coordinating with Paul Mary about getting the ditch witch.
Yes.
Okay, so that can move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's basically what it is. It's
great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm going to look that up.
All right, how about this ADA compliance? Website transition plan, upcoming grant opportunities. Why don't you help us out with that?
So that's the one that Shelburne applied for, that grant for like 15 towns to get their websites into compliance. And then all of a sudden today, Mary was like, super cool update. The state said, never mind, we've extended the deadline by another year. So everybody did the whole big rush thing for nothing, because they kind of just said, nope, we need a second year now. But Shelburne did get awarded the grant. Community Compact IT grant.
Right.
They
yep,
did
I saw
not
that.
Get the full amount.
Right.
But they did get the grant, and they think they could still do it for that amount of money. But all the rushing we did was kind of for naught, because they extended it for all towns that have less than 50,000 people.
Oh, well, that was nice. Okay, I'm just trying to pull that up because I have questions.
I don't have any documentation on the extension thing.
Oh,
Mary had really just verbally told
me. Though.
Somebody sent it to her clerk's group she's in.
Okay, this is the Mass Community Compact IT grant.
Yeah.
Okay, and so this was a grant to engage in the procurement process for a qualified IT accessibility consultant.
Yes, to bring the majority of the towns that are participating use Montague WebWorks, so it's to kind of jointly bring all of our websites and staff that use the websites into compliance with the guidelines that we're supposed to be following by what was an April 2027 deadline before they extended it the other day.
Okay, so, but the fact that they've extended the deadline, what does that mean to us?
No, it just means we don't have to rush it as much as we were, but it really doesn't mean much
but
to
we've
us
already done.
We're not.
Is there anything more on our end that we have to do?
No, I mean, we never really did. I mean, we started the process with Mick, and Mick did the, no, not right now, not until we get a contract from Shelburne.
Okay.
We're going to have to sign a contract with FERCOG and with the town of Shelburne to take part in this.
Right, we already did that.
No, we didn't.
We've
signed one for the ADA self-evaluation and transition
plan.
Oh,
that's what that was. Right.
FERCOG is doing for us.
Okay.
But that's our buildings and our facilities, not our website. So this one's a separate one.
Okay. And we've already provided them with who our contact would be, which would
yes.
be you, blah, blah, blah. So there's nothing that we need to do on our end at this time?
No, it's just an update. It's gonna
Great.
Be coming down the pipeline.
Questions or concerns about that, Will? All good, okay. And then we wanted to add something about the heat at Sawyer and Jacobs Road.
Yeah, so I guess
what's up?
The thermostats that were heating, that were making Sawyer Hall be way
yes.
too hot, over the weekend decided to make it so that the furnace didn't run at all. And then it got really cold in there. And Tim had to bring white heating out for an emergency service on Saturday because they couldn't get the furnace to run at all. So they had to do something crazy that I got the vibes from Tim is gonna be pretty costly, and I should be looking forward to seeing the invoice very soon. So
great.
We'll see what that is. And then here, same thing happened, and Tim said something to do with how water runs through this system. There's too many bubbles in it. I don't understand it, but there was definitely bubbles involved, and he's a little worried that it could mean that our well pump is failing in this building. So he came in this morning to no heat. That's why it's so freezing in here. So we, at some point from after the heat community resource fair to this morning,
okay,
heat shut off in here and just wasn't running. Tim was able to, he has to keep periodically bleeding some valve in the furnace, but if he doesn't, the heat will just shut off again. Like I said, I have no idea how that works, but he's not very optimistic about it.
Okay, so what are the next steps with that, that he's doing?
You might know more.
Okay.
Ned? Concerned with what? I couldn't quite hear what you said.
He said it has something to do with the water coming in from the well, and some that it could be indicative of the well pump failing. He said it was last replaced in 2013. Whatever, he keeps having to bleed off some valve every so often to make sure that the furnace stays running. I don't know how it works, but.
Okay, let me follow up, I'll add that to my Tim follow-up list so we can get some ideas of what's happening there. Anything else about that?
No, that was it.
Well, thoughts, comments?
No.
Okay.
That's never good news.
Nope.
I don't think we really have much good news right now.
Come on. We all need a bubble of positivity.
Yeah, where's Bob?
Bubbles of positivity.
That's a different kind of bubble.
Woo-wee!
Like cavitation or something.
My goodness. So, okay. Rolling right into public comment. Anybody? Yes, Bob.
As you are well aware, we're having an election coming up for a select board position. And I'm somewhat disturbed that we haven't had or I don't see any plans to schedule a face-to-face question and answer session. I send an email to all you guys to that effect.
Yep.
So it would be on record.
Yep.
And time is fleeting. And one of the participants has some other constraints, so if you're going to do it, you should get on the stick and do it.
Got it.
And if you're not going to do it, I'm disappointed.
Well, I don't want to disappoint you.
Okay, good.
That, I couldn't live with myself if you were disappointed in me.
No, I hate to ask this, but this isn't, that would be a candidate hosted thing, right? That's not, I mean, we can't participate as a town in setting that up whatsoever, right?
No, I think it's a community.
Here when Will ran against Mike Smith.
No, that was, I think that was done outside of the select.
It's not a select board thing.
Done,
yeah, I don't think we can, like, participate.
No. We can't do that. And I was out of town for when that happened, so I wasn't even here for that. But no, it can be a community sponsored thing, and I know Tucker has gracefully offered his availability, and I was doing meeting prep, so I didn't have time to check my calendar to see what my availability is. But I would love to do that, you know, I don't see it as kind of this face off between the two of us that are interested in holding this space. I think it's a great way to initiate community dialogue about, you know, what's going on. Now your email specifically spoke to our taxes. And I don't know if that's what you're wanting out of the conversation, is just a discussion about taxes in our town, which I thought was interesting coming from FinCom, FinCom member, or what, did you have something more that you wanted to speak of as to what you would want
to Tucker's letter,
okay,
which raised exactly those questions.
Okay.
And if he has those questions, perhaps other people do, and I think it would be a good idea to have the two candidates express their opinions and however they would propose to approach the problem.
Okay.
And that's why it's in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's
in response. It was in response to Tucker's letter.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's the kind of thing that you can't just say that and then have nobody discuss it.
Mm-hmm. Tucker, you started the brouhaha.
I always do.
So yes, of course. I love talking about this stuff and sharing ideas and hearing even from the community what their questions are, and I don't see this as just something between the two of us that are interested in this position, but getting the assessor's office, getting FinCom involved, getting the residents involved. It's not just two people's ideas. This is a community discussion. But more than happy to lead off with kind of our thoughts, you know, and what, you know. Sure.
But I think it has to be organized.
Right, someone's got to organize it, and I don't think it's appropriate for either Tucker and I to organize it, but if there is someone who wants to organize that, and you had said something about serving as moderator, then someone can help kind of lead it and facilitate, and yeah.
Well, Tucker has some constraints with business.
Mm-hmm. So we were looking at the end of next week.
I think the two of you maybe could get together and come up with some mutually agreeable dates, and then someone else could set it up on one of those dates.
Okay, I'm happy to respond to that email that you put out,
mm-hmm.
and make some options available. But yes, someone's going to have to take the lead on that and organize it, and Tucker and I are going to show up and have a community conversation. Yeah. So I will respond to that email.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tucker.
No problem.
Okay. Any other public comment? Yes, Pat.
I just want to say I thought the resource fair was really well done, well organized, and fun, and a good thing to do. I thought it was very well done. Very enjoyable.
Great. It was good.
I agree with you. It was amazing to see all of us together in all the different organizations and the young children that were showing up and the programs that were going on in the library and the demonstrations from the fire department. And, you know, it was just really, really awesome. And I look forward to it happening again next year if the organizers are willing to do so.
They are worn out.
Yeah, that'll take them a year to recoup, but I think it was beautifully executed. I thought it was well attended for the first time having that type of event. And I just greatly appreciate everybody that came together to make it happen. It was a really great vibe. Any other comments? All right. That takes us into our mail. I don't have one of those little handy things.
I forgot to print it and forgot to send them to Pat.
Well, shazam.
The mail.
Let me pull it up here. Why am I in October? Oh, because I'm in the wrong inbox. Okay. Sorry, folks. Hang on. I gotta pull this up. Well, how do I want to do this? Let's pull this up. Sorry, it's taking a second to. I don't know why. Sometimes I open the mail link and it just is blank, and it takes a while to pop up. Okay, so we are starting with a letter of notification from the Deerfield River Watershed Association, who's working on an application for a 2026 Woodlands Partnership Grant for their initiative to continue working towards National Wild and Scenic River designation for the Deerfield River and its areas. Okay. So this is a letter asking for our support, and I would like to do a little more investigation to understand the grant and the project before we do that. Will, did you have any thoughts about this?
I mean, obviously it sounds like a good idea, but
obviously it does, but I want to look at the nuts and bolts of it.
I did ask if he could come out to a select board meeting and kind of present it.
Yeah.
I don't know where he lives, but he asked if we had a Zoom option, and I said, no, we don't have a Zoom option. And asked if we had a call-in option, and I said, no, we don't have any.
No, dude, you gotta come out.
And I said, okay, well, we really just gotta come out here. And he said, well, I live pretty far away. I said, I don't know. So I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
I have a lot of questions. Like, if you're gonna designate it as something, does that mean that every time you wanna build near it, it's significantly more protected than the Wetlands Protection Act, and all of a sudden we can't do anything anywhere ever again?
No. Right. Well, I want to know.
Like, that's the biggest one in my head, but like, what does designating it as something do?
It's a great question, and I know that they were talking about particular branches of rivers, and now I can't find that quickly in here.
Example of that would be the Scenic Mountain Act in Monterey.
Yeah, and they have that in a lot of towns, and now all of a sudden right. You need crazy permitting just to build something in an area that's designated as scenic.
Right,
so area.
I want to look on the map to see where these particular waterways that he is saying that are in our community, the Millbrook and North River West Branch. So we're going to do a little more research on this and maybe send out some questions for this gentleman.
Yeah, I told him that we'd send him questions, but you know,
okay, great.
I knew we were going to have a lot of them.
And the other thing is, how does this work with Greenfield, with the Franklin County Land Trust.
Yeah, and how, if we were included in this study of eligibility for this, how we can suddenly chalk block be included now. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And the only attachment was the sample letter of support. It's not like there was a
I know, so
map or a...
Yeah.
There's nothing.
Is my kid's kindergarten teacher said... We need more information.
We definitely
need more information.
Okay. So we're going to get some more information on
yeah.
that. We'll certainly request.
Well, I'm also curious who this guy is.
Yeah, we definitely have some sleuthing to do on all of that.
Yeah, because he's not from any of the Deerfield River watershed, like, email addresses. No. It's a personal email address. There's no email signature. I don't know.
Okay. Okay, next up was a letter from a resident about the needed repairs on the bridge on Taylor Brook. That was damaged by a FedEx truck. Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because I had the same question and was going to ask Tyson and I forgot. Mia, you don't know anything about this, right?
Ian, that's why it's in your public comments.
Okay.
This was the public comment that I was asked to communicate to you guys last week, that I asked if it was okay if I communicated
yes.
a public comment.
Understood.
I could answer the question myself if I had the background info, but I literally didn't even know this happened before this email.
Yeah.
Nor do I know how this plan was
So, well, what happened is a FedEx truck hit the bridge,
mm-hmm.
caused damage. We did get notification that there would be some insurance coverage on it. They were going to come fix it, and they didn't. So, I don't know. Will, is this something you would be willing to follow up
sure.
with Tyson with?
Yes, we can do that. I think what we need is where the insurance company is, what the claim number was. There must be some paperwork. So I can ask Tyson that. So put me down for that.
Yeah,
that'd
be
great.
Something.
Thank you. We have to add that to Mia's plate. Next was a back and forth with Tim about the community hall lift update that we've just spoken about, and then the parking proposal that we've discussed. And the feedback from Highway Department, and then the playground assessment, all great. Scrolling. And then an update on the printer lease, and it looks like
we got 5 more copies a minute, thanks to Bill Baker.
Rock on, Bill Baker, thank you so much. So it looks like our current lease ends late June?
No, so...
Or July? Or was
we leased it for 3 years in 2016. So we paid it off and then bought it out. It was like a dollar buyout or something.
Oh, okay.
At the time, at the end of the lease. So now we've just been paying to maintain it, but now it's gotten to the point where maintaining it really isn't enough. And I mean, as you can see by the agenda, actually doesn't show up at all. Like, we have copies, like everything has strips on it.
Yeah.
Nothing really prints very clear anymore, and it's kind of getting to the point where we just need a new printer. So he got us the, he had given us those options of you can get this many copies per minute with these
right,
pictures
no,
for
yep.
this. Mm-hmm. He had just happened to negotiate it somehow. I don't know how any of that works, but whatever he did, he negotiated it so that we get the nicer one for the price of the not as nice one that we chose. So
that's really wonderful.
Cool. Yeah.
So, but we will be getting this the beginning of July.
Yes.
So we gotta hang in there.
Yep.
A little bit longer. Now, what will happen with our current printer?
He'll take it away. What happens from it from there?
Okay.
I don't know if they like take parts out of it for somebody who's in a community hall elevator situation with their printer. I don't know. So somebody in maybe San Francisco.
It will slide on up
for parts.
That's great.
Okay. All right. A letter from a resident about the police cruiser and the costs for the light bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then we still have just the bill of sale and the memorandum of understanding in the mail that we didn't have any update on yet, so we're gonna.
I keep putting it in there, hoping that it'll have a last minute update.
Right.
I almost feel like if I take it out, I'll
you're
get an update.
You're gonna jinx us. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We talked about the Community Compact IT grant we've spoken about from FERCOG. Oh, and that was it.
Yep.
A short little mail pile this time, and we've already discussed the majority of it. So that is good. Questions or concerns about mail? All good. All right. Was there any, you know, we already did the new business because we rolled that into new information updates. Man, that brings us to the end of our program.
It is the shortest meeting.
I'm telling you, I don't talk as much as Robin. Although I miss her. I miss her already.
Boy. You're doing fine. You're doing great.
Okay. So next meeting agenda, do we want to figure that out? Where are we at? We'll talk more about the handouts, right? And we'll
yeah,
sign
we'll
off on those?
To, yeah, approve those the next
meeting. Okay, so I'm going to switch over to our meeting. Hopefully we'll have the HIPAA lease back that we can sign at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that the gal that's running for Natalie's spot? Is she coming?
Yes. I don't remember what time her appointment is, but it's earlier on in the meeting.
Okay. So we'll do that. We're going to work on handouts.
I think there are three running for that position, or at least primary. Or no, I think.
Yeah, at
are
least
like,
three.
That's interesting. There you go.
Although, I looked her up, and nothing came up the other day when I looked her up.
She said she was going to declare, so I don't know if she changed her
mind.
It was
like a few weeks ago now. I don't know.
Yes?
Yes.
Would it be worth putting out a public announcement that she's going to be here if there are residents that might be interested in. I mean, that would be the opportunity to meet a potential candidate. We've done that in the past
yep.
when our representatives have come. I know she's not a representative at this point. Just
yeah,
a question,
as,
just
as
a thought.
As soon as we got the appointment confirmed, then yeah, we can put a little special shout out.
It's already confirmed. I don't know how you'd want to.
Well, you need to tell me what the time is.
Oh, you mean confirm it?
Confirm it with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say it's 5. I can look at my email right now, though.
Let me get the particulars, and then, yeah, we can do a little. Hey,
it's
everybody.
Just an opportunity. I mean,
right.
She's probably going to come here once. Maybe ever.
We'll see.
Not everyone's a Natalie.
Sorry. Yep, I hear you. Okay, so we'll have that. And what we'll need to roll over from today, hopefully maybe...
5:30.
5:30?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. 5:30. Okay, and I know, Pat, you can give a shout out through Heath Connects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do it on All Around. 5:30. And how much time are we allotting for that?
We're just, because
we don't have any other appointments. We're just,
no,
okay.
We don't think we usually really give time allotments either.
No, that's true. You are correct. I just didn't know if we had any other appointments coming in, but we're in kind of a lull at the moment. What we'll need to roll over from today, I would say, let's put...
Town nurse.
A town nurse would be a good follow-up, yes, please. Let's roll community hall. And then both Sawyer and this building to see if we can get a heat update.
I'm gonna leave highway in because if Tyson's dates are still valid, Corinth Stage Road will be like paved following couple days.
Okay, so keep highway updates in there.
And I'll leave the cruiser for fear of removing it and not being...
Sure, let's just hold it, because that's kind of a conversation in motion.
Eventually, next car will stop working.
Right.
It'll become very urgent.
Yeah. That's all I can think of at this time. We can always add to it, obviously, as we go forward. Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so. I know there's a couple things in my pile of mail for the next meeting, but I don't remember what they are.
Okay.
Those are usually things we kind of just add as we go anyways.
All right. Bob, Ned, anything to throw in?
Oh, Barbara, everybody's good. Tucker, anything?
All set.
All right. Glad you joined us. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess I'm looking for a motion then.
We'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting at, is this clock right?
Yeah,
6:51
p.m.
I will second that motion.
All those in favor?
Well, any discussion?
Any discussion?
Oh, my goodness.
No.
All those in favor?
Will I?
Elisa, aye. Pat says aye, too. All right. Thank you.